Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Today we come to the last of the I Am sayings of Jesus as recorded in John's Gospel. In John 15 verse 1 we read, I am the true vine. See, trying to establish yourself in a new club or team is a daunting prospect, isn't it, for us all? Cast your mind back to the last time you were in that scenario. Perhaps you're in it now. You don't quite know how it all works, where to get ready in the locker room, who to sit next to on the bus, how eager to look in the warm-up, which players tend to have the inside track to the coach. You want to impress in training and in competition, but you're also working out how to fit in, how to navigate relationships, how to remain in the team or the club and establish yourself as a good player and as a valuable teammate or training partner. It can be an exhausting experience, one you don't want to get wrong or pass by. We're looking at the last of the seven I Am sayings of Jesus as recorded in John's Gospel. Here Jesus is with his disciples. He's been describing how his imminent departure will take place, and after that there will be a delay before he returns and his kingdom is fully established. And in this period of delay, Jesus is helping the disciples see what the life of a follower looks like, what it means to be part of a world that doesn't know Jesus as King. And Jesus' teaching helps us understand what it looks like to remain in him and be fully present in our context of sport. Jesus says, I am the true vine, as opposed to a withered or fruitless vine. You see, that's the context that Jesus spoke into. God's chosen people, Israel, are described as a vine throughout the Old Testament. In Jeremiah 2:21, we read, I have planted you like a choice vine of sound and reliable stock. How then did you turn against me into a corrupt wild vine? God's people were the fruitless and withered vine for whom judgment and uprooting awaited. But in Psalm 80, verses 14 and 15, we read of one who is sent by God to be the true vine, the one who is faithful and fruitful. Return to us, God Almighty. Look down from heaven and see. Watch over this vine, the root your right hand has planted, the son you have raised up for yourself. Jesus has been sent by God to achieve what Israel has not been able to. Do you see that this means that a person can only enjoy the status of being a part of God's true and faithful people by being connected to Jesus? And so in John 15, verse 5, we read Jesus saying, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Oh, as you venture out to compete in your sport today, there's a comforting call on you. Simply to keep trusting in Jesus. See, this isn't like the picture we painted at the beginning of always trying to work out how to fit into your club to establish yourself. No, no. This is about resting in Christ. You have nothing to prove, nothing to work out. He is the true vine. You're connected to him through trusting in him and his work on the cross for you. You remain in him through lovingly seeking to obey his good commands for your life. He's not trying to catch you out, point out your unworthiness, or remind you of how far you've fallen or fail him. He's simply saying, enjoy being connected to me and remain in that place. It's the best place to be. And he goes on to say that if this connection to the true vine continues, you will bear much fruit. This isn't about generally good things happening to you, or even about the fruits of the Spirit that will be evident in you. No, the primary meaning is about other people who will be affected by you. It's like your missional footprint. The sports friends who see Jesus in you and hear about the gospel from you. That's an encouraging thought, isn't it? remaining in Jesus, being connected to him, is a guarantee to bearing much fruit, which is others coming to trust in Jesus and connecting to him as a result of your faithful witness. Wow. So go and get amongst it this game day. Go and play your sport, knowing that you're connected to the true vine. Enjoy him. Remain in him. And pray that others around you would come to know him too. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that Jesus is the true vine. Thank you that by trusting in him, I'm connected to you. Please help me to remain in Jesus. And would you please bear much fruit amongst my sports friends. Amen. And finally, why don't you take a few minutes to pray for those in your sport, that God will open a door for his message in your club or team this game day.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.